Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my beautiful co-host, Veronica M. Wessel.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, my darling. Well, welcome to chaos, because that's what we've been in. Tonight's show, The Transition Zone, I stole that from one of these wonderful excerpts. It really should read The Transition Zone / Chaos.
Got to go into chaos in order to create the old
Absolutely. What a time to create. And tonight we're going to discuss the topsy-turvy energies that we're experiencing and how to get through them, what's really happening and why, and no, you haven't lost it. And trust me, lots of people are feeling like they have. And, of course, the team will come in and do some wonderful work with everybody and talk to us. Tonight's dedication, of course, is to the support of the change that we've entered into with Barack Obama and all of humanity with the greatest of ease and elegance because, wow, this has been a... Veronica and I had a moment to chat prior to the show and commiserating about what's going on out there.
Wild.
It is wild. And, of course, we're in the midst right now of this most powerful full moon of the year, it's the Taurus Scorpio full moon, sun in Scorpio Taurus, moon in Taurus, and it's opposing Taurus. So, but it's also the gateway to spiritual mastery. So I know, Veronica, you were saying you were kind of feeling pulled a little bit apart, and I think everybody is. What's been weird, and of course I talked about this last week, is people feeling like things are upside down. Lots of car accidents, lots of bizarre things happening. I personally, both my children, on the same day, one of their lovers left them, literally just packed up and was gone by the time my son got home from work. And my daughter, who's been with someone for 2 years, he announced that, you know, their relationship was over. As they had known it, they will be friends and nothing more. So this is big stuff. And to sit with my two children, both, you know, emotionally devastated last Saturday night was really pretty amazing to me. But I can see where these changes that are happening so quickly. And we're literally being plucked out of whatever we don't belong in. So for those people, I have one client who's living out of a car right now, literally. And, you know, trying to figure out, you know, where she belongs, what she's supposed to do. And it's a time of a very intense change. And literally, you know, between now and the end of the year, what we're going to see is as we go into this full transition, we're going to see tons of things surfacing, lots of things that don't fit, lots of new discoveries. Lots of disclosures, definitely times of discomfort, times of exhaustion. Veronica, how were you describing it? How you were feeling today was really interesting. if you'd share it with everybody.
Feeling very, very strong and powerful, and then there's no bottom, everything, I want to say it felt crazy or felt completely like disconnected and disorganized, and then getting strong again, and it kept moving in and out like that. And people that I spoke to were going through their versions of that, to losing their security or foundation, even ones whose physical security and foundation was not being challenged.
Yes, exactly. I absolutely agree. I'm amazed at what I'm seeing in the sessions. Now, I included some powerful pieces, and it kind of messed up my whole format for my normal announcement, so I didn't check it. Once again, when I do this stuff during the week, and as I've explained to Veronica, I kind of check out of normal life, you know, and into what I do Monday through Friday, and then I come back Friday night. So
sounds like life in the corporation.
Yeah, except it's kind of a different... The board of directors is a little different. So So I'm just going to read this, just a little bit of this excerpt. We're now passing through a major transition zone that's like a no man's land between the borders of two countries. Here we are in the process of lifting our last foot out of the old world and putting it into the new. And while we're shifting worlds, we often don't know where we are or who we are. And boy, is that the truth.
Boy, is that the truth. Woo-hoo!
We're ejected from our old world, from our previous positions, from our old levels of mastery. We're going to encounter strong patches of extremely choppy surf. Yes. Final debris of the crumbling old worlds, and now we're leaving them behind. May experience minor or near accidents. Requiring that we're ultra alert at all times, may also feel awkward, uncomfortable, vulnerable, and out of sync or misaligned. I am driving slow, and I used to be kind of a speed demon. I'm not even close these days. I mean, it's actually very, very funny. I had to go to the doctor this morning for my cancer checkup. My son has my car, so my girlfriend lent me her car, and it's a $125,000 car. And I'm thinking, just great, you know. So I could have pushed it there probably faster than I drove it. And but actually, I felt perfect once I got in. It was lovely. But, you know, being aware of how strange the energies are, I know that I'm totally protected during the week because they know I'm absolutely useless in the physical world. Again, reminding us that any choppiness or sense of unreality is only temporary. It's also having a huge effect on us personally and on the level of our planetary matrix. We are being expanded and deepened. And I find what's interesting, because I'm pretty tough cookie, I think. And what's happened for me is that it's made me really soft.
Made you really what?
Soft.
Aww.
You know, very, actually very loving. Very. It's kind of having the opposite effect on me. I'm feeling incredibly loving.
A tough cookie dumped in tea.
What?
A tough cookie dunked in tea.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, that's a good mushy. That's a good one. yes. Also, it says new world bringing in opportunities we couldn't previously imagine, as well as those that we've long sought. You know, part of this is chaos, and when we enter chaos, it is such a powerful time because we can create in chaos what we cannot create any other time. If you can hold your wits about you long enough to hold your visions for what it is you want to create. You know, and I have to say here as well, this is the time that we are needed more than we've ever, this is what we came here for. Really, really, really remembering to send our light and our love to Obama, to, you know, his cabinet, his transition team, to Russia, you know, who's thrown down the gauntlet. You know, they did that, I think, the day after the election. You know, they're saber-rattling right now.
I don't know about that. What are they doing?
They literally, when they did their congratulation announcement, they threw down the gauntlet and said, we are now going to put missiles all around our border, pointed in each direction.
Hmm.
So that's pretty serious stuff. And these are nuclear warheaded missiles. So I would call that saber rattling.
We need to bring in your team to dismantle the warhead part of the.
Well,
they can do that, right?
They can. I want to say this. Nuclear weapons. A nuclear attack, at least what I am being told by them, will not be allowed. However, our job is to send peace to this country and to the administration that runs the country, because this is a time where we need to unite more than ever before on our planet. This is what this is all about. And Afghanistan, Iran, Syria, every place that's troubled. You know, later in the show, I'm going to talk about a few things that are coming up also that are really powerful, lots of big disclosures. I think it's important for everyone to realize how much of a role you all had in this election, more than just your vote. The reason you're all so exhausted is because you were working on other levels and dimensions at in incredible ways. And, you know, your real work has really begun. And, you know, this was the send-off for everybody. Anyway, I want to read a couple of pieces here that were I could not include. I didn't get these until just, unfortunately, after I sent everything out. This is from Patricia Cota Robles, eraofpeace.org. And I'm not going to read the whole entree, but she's talking about the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. Now that the decision's been made, Barack Obama is our new president-elect. His facet of this mission is monumental, and he's going to need the assistance of every one of us in order to victoriously accomplish the healing and transformation that we are now in the midst of in this country and around the world. The truth is, fundamental change never begins at the top. It begins with the people joining together in grassroots movements. He has said again and again he will need the help of all of us in order to initiate the changes that will move this country forward in a positive direction. You know, again, we the people, this is the patterns of perfection for the new earth have been securely anchored in the physical plane. We are now experiencing the rapid expansion of these patterns through every person, every condition and thing. And I believe this overview is exactly what I've been seeing all week long. This process seems to be occurring at warp speed. It absolutely is. You know, the greed, selfishness, corruption, abuses of power all crumbling away. The people, you know, that are fighting to hold on to these old ways will not be able to. They will not be able to grasp and hold. And anything that's not based in reverence for light and life and the highest good for all concerned cannot and will not be sustained in the frequencies of the new earth. This is what we have been told for years about the new earth, and now we're there. We're in the midst of this. Our election ushered in a new day. This is where, you know, I woke up singing, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new world. And there is a song, you have to sing it, Veronica, I'm not a singer.
I don't know the song, I don't think.
It's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new world for me, and I'm feeling good. You know that one?
No, but I like it.
Oh, it's wonderful. That's the one I woke up in mid voice or no voice, I was singing it loud.
Wow.
And I woke up, that was the night, actually the following morning in the middle of the night of the election. I mean, that's how powerful all of this has been when they were all celebrating out there. And when I say they, I'm not talking about humans. this is, they go on to say, in order to fulfill your individual facet of this unfolding, go deep within to the deepest recesses of your heart and ask your I Am presence how to be the greatest force of light. And you'll be amazed at the answers you receive. I really believe this. You've been preparing for this mission for eons of time. Everything you need is already within you. Trust yourself and get busy. This is it. It really is a time of being heart-centered. Of, you know, I know that in my own work, I've started blessing everybody by name, all the people that I work with, all the people I love, Veronica, of course, you and Robert. And I've been feeling the power of that, you know, as well as Brock and his team and so on and so forth. And I'm actually feeling how powerful that is as part of my daily practice. The other thing I'm seeing is in session with people that as we're working in the chakras, the things that are coming out, beings who have had literally hooked into people's chakras for, again, I have no idea how long. I would have to say eons of time because some of these are extraterrestrial beings that were very angry during times of war in the cosmos are coming out now, finally, who have operated sometimes through family members, through lovers. You know, if you've had somebody in your life that's been extremely difficult, we had one situation where one of our dear, beautiful people had a whole lifetime with someone starting in their teens, and this person was particularly troublesome emotionally to them, and assuming that this was a past life of his, as a reptilian, a very angry reptilian, and who really wanted to hurt her and did it through this person. Now, we can say, well, it was a past lifetime, possibly. You know, really, it doesn't matter, except that finally they were ready to leave. I mean, we had to kind of push it, but, you know, very interesting stuff happening right now.
You know, Jackie, can I ask you something about, you know, Adrian DeVere's book?
Yes.
He talks about how human beings, when we started off, let me see, that E.T., the alien beings that wanted to come to the planet couldn't, there seemed to be such a huge gap in the way we were evolving. We were too slow and they couldn't launch us or something, so they would attach to the embryo as the soul went into the fetus form and kind of jumpstart them or training wheel them. I didn't quite understand it, but do you understand?
I have never read his whole book, so I don't know.
I think this is a precious, precious book, but there's some things I found probably because he writes in Hebrew or something and they translate it. But there was something about the fact that the alien species actually worked with our beings at the beginning of the grand experiment.
Oh, yes.
To train us to grow into a higher frequency individual.
Yes. And what was your question about it?
Well, the question is, as we're going through the chakras, and I'm wondering about the detachment, does that kind of thing ever come up, man? Are they not supposed to be kind of the mother body for us vibrationally? Because apparently they set up in our...
Well, in some cases, they're in there to assist and to help, and they don't come out.
Hmm.
Some of them are observers. You know, we ran into this in a session that you were doing with, if it's all right for me to say that. With someone, and where there was an observer in there from the Hall of Learning, and which is a little different.
Hmm.
But if there's anyone in the chakras, you know, we're a multiplicity, and this is something that people don't realize.
Yeah, I think that's the part that's finally getting to me, is that we are multiple beings anyway.
Very much so.
Yeah.
We tend to think that it's just us. It's not, and that is, you know, the consciousness of ourselves that we know.
Hmm.
Our mind, and we are so not that, which has been our struggle to overcome the limited concept of mind. And it's only when you start overcoming that, expanding beyond it, that you're able to get in touch with the fact that you are a multiplicity.
Isn't that brilliant?
Mm-hmm. It's wonder. I mean, it's
good orchestration.
It's just amazing. And you know, I think that. You know, again, from my perspective with this work, what I have learned, and, you know, when we do the chakra or the power retrievals, between the shoulder blades, the backside of the heart, there's an orb of light. And when you drop that in, when there's an exchange between you and that person and you return that orb that's yours in, it literally goes in to that opening, and when you look behind behind, from behind it, it's dropping into a total universe. And, you know, Bashar has always said, you are your own universe. It's only the first time I ever saw that that I went, holy crap, we really are our own universe. Now, what do we do with that? Well, that's part of our discovery. That's what we're all on right now. And, you know, I have to tell you that I am part of the discovery as well, even though this work, as I see the matrix of how this work has come together and what it all, but I don't always know, believe me, I don't know ahead of time. Okay, I'm as excited and shocked a lot of times as everybody else.
What have we here?
Yeah, I mean, we can be in a session, I'm on the side going, holy, wow!
It's pretty amazing.
It's really amazing. Okay, importance of lightening up your diet. God, this is huge. You know, Veronica, you are an expert at this stuff, and you've been doing this stuff for years. And I'm really Johnny come lately. The team has led me to a lot of things to do, but for me, you know, some of this stuff, you know, they tell me yes, this you can, you know, share this with other people. But I want to say that the show that the team did on ritual, and Lonnie and I were talking about this earlier, I'm coming to a point now where if I eat something or drink something without blessing it, I can feel the difference in the way my body processes it, and it doesn't process it as easily. And it feels like I've eaten a rock or drank a rock, whichever. I'm really fascinated by how much of a difference that's making. The other thing is about lightening up our diet, to eat light, and I mean literally eat light. Remember, as extraterrestrials or multidimensional beings, most of us lived on light. So it is a natural state for us, and we are more that, especially right now, than we are humans. That may be a lot for some of you to swallow, but I think you all intuitively know it because everybody listening here tonight, pretty much knows that they've never really fit on Earth, you know, the way that they perceive other people do. So I would really encourage everybody to find things that are very high frequency, whether you tend to do it in the vegetable family or the fruit family. But I want to say there are enough supplements out there, you know, for those of you that work with us personally, you know, we've talked about a lot of them. Veronica, you do more on the vegetable side. I'm not able to break those down. My digestive system doesn't do that, so it doesn't work for me. But everybody needs to find what works for them. The other thing is pH balance water. And again, this is very, very, very important, getting our body more alkaline. Hugely important.
I had sort of an interesting experience where we went away recently and got all the mercury taken out of our teeth. And I've had a lot of aches and pains in my legs for about 2 years, and they're pretty much gone.
I'm not surprised.
This is so wonderful. I mean, it's just such a nice cause and effect, good teaching experience.
Well, I think that we're being led right now to do things that really support us, that we may have had an inkling about before, and all of a sudden it feels imperative to do it.
Yeah.
And I know I'm exploring some things that, you know, I've known about for years but haven't really taken the steps to do. And I have, God bless, I have some people that are so, I have one person in particular, my darling Natalia, who, you know, is kind of my, she says she'll be the guinea pig, you know, so she's young and she's very, very, very sensitive and very high frequency. So she tries a lot of this stuff out, and before I jump in, sometimes I'll try stuff out, but with some of this iffy stuff, she'll try it first.
So what is it, Jackie?
Well, I don't want to say anything because I don't want people hopping on a computer and ordering some of this stuff out there that may not be good for them. Okay, fine, Veronica. It's one of the things I'm looking at right now is monatomic gold.
Oh, we've been into that, yeah.
Okay, I'm very concerned because monatomic gold works in the pineal gland, and if it's not done right, it can fry your pineal gland.
Mm.
And that's where it gets dangerous. So I'm only looking at what is the safest way to do it, and do it so that you're not, because humans by nature, if some is good, more is better. And I'm believe me, I'm the queen of that parade. And I've never done anything in a small way, but with monatomic gold, I absolutely know going into it, this is iffy territory. Finding it, it's been very difficult to find and very difficult to know who's doing it right. And there is a new product, and Jim Maher, who is an investigative journalist, just did a radio program on it, and he's in the whole UFO field and so on. Brilliant man. And there is a product that we're looking at. It's very expensive as compared to some of the others, very expensive. But the we're starting out with the facial stuff that also has tremendous anti-aging qualities to it, and tremendous anti-aging qualities. So, you know, I remember, there's this part of me that remembers when gold was a natural thing to ingest and to wear, and because of the frequency of pure gold and so on. So to me, it's very natural, normal. My only concern is the human doing it. So I'm just looking for somebody who actually gets it. I want to bring up something. We need your magic, everyone. I got a real emergency call today from a wonderful, wonderful being named Bonnie, a good friend who works with us and also with you, Veronica. She's a member of the Oceanic Preservation Society. They have a film called The Rising. And now I'm going to give you the website, everybody, so you can go on and see the, there is a trailer on there, if you can handle it. It's OceanPreservationSociety.org. It's OPSociety.org. Okay? This movie, The Rising, the producer of this film, and I was aware of this a year ago when he was doing the filming in Japan, that his life was very much in jeopardy while he was doing it. It is now under consideration to be included in the Sundance Film Festival. The reason that this is so important and the reason we need your magic, there are people in Japan, they are killing 23,000 dolphins a year. This is part of their cultural history. They will not allow anybody to tell them that they can't. They have been donating the meat to schools, and the mercury levels in the meat is around 6,000. I don't know how that measures out. I think normal is so far below that it's unbelievable. In other words, it's killing the children. And this dolphin massacre occurs in a secret cove in Tajai, Japan, and is a microcosm of the larger picture, man's disregard for life.
Why are they giving them to the like, I don't get it. Why, A, are they massacring them, and B, then giving them...
Well, they don't understand. The coal-burning facilities, okay, that are multiplying across the planet are leading to high mercury levels in seafood. This is one of the reasons I've never eaten seafood. One of the reasons. Man's primary source of protein. So this particular film goes into this in an incredible way. It's information that needs to come out right now. It's very powerful. This is part of this whole awakening, and how quickly these things are coming to the surface, even though the making of this film took a long time. The information is so powerful. It needs to be in and accepted by the Sundance Film Festival. So if you will add your magic, include it in your prayers. Again, the name of the film, The Rising. If you go to opsociety.org and you click on the film, you'll be able to see the trailer on it and read about it. This is powerful stuff, people. This is really, we're just beginning now to really hit some of these things that have been going on that are so big. And this man literally risked his life to make this film. and kudos to him. Kudos to him. Bonnie called after seeing the film, and the emotion in her was so strong, literally my whole body was vibrating from the emotion. I could feel the film through her. This just came in. I'm not allowed to send the whole reprinting without permission. So this is something, and this is a channeling from Metatron, through... a lot of you will know who this is. James Tiburon. This is what the team has been saying all along, and I read it, and it was very moving. I was not allowed to include it. But it's important, I think, for everybody to hear at least parts of this.
Why couldn't you include it? Is it too...
Because it's... he states at the end that it cannot be... No reprinting without his permission.
Hmm.
And so I can't even include it without... it may not be reprinted without express permission for further inquiries contact. So I didn't have time to go do that. I'm just going to give you some excerpts here because it's so powerful. Of course, this, you know, you are envoys of crystalline light, ambassadors of love. You've moved back from the future, and again, the team has talked about this forever, in your terms in linear Earth time, to assist mankind in navigating through the tumultuous times that have unfolded in the last 40 years. And the times that will be presented in the next 20. He goes into when you came in. This is not news. You've had many roles, many assignments, many duties. You are the wisdom keepers, the earth keepers, the shamanelics, the fire dancers, dream walkers, warriors of light, shapeshifters, star beings, elders, strength bearers, and healers of time. You came here to engineer the reconstruction of a different outcome here on the planet of duality, the earth. You are here to guide mankind through the parallels of probable calamities and potential catastrophes that otherwise could wreak havoc, as has happened so many times before through troubled waters. You are here to make sure history is not repeated, and we tell you, you are succeeding. You see, you are the troubleshooters, the renegades, the paradigm busters. You use the analogy of the sea to clarify this concept of the envoys of light. Imagine the ascension as a seagoing vessel, the light envoys, are expert navigators that know exactly where the currents are perilous and where the tides are crashing into the rocks. And the envoys know how to avoid them, where to sail past, and how to maintain ballast. They are the teachers, the expertise in many fields. In your vast gathering, you bring a collective wisdom that is unparalleled on the earth at any time in the planet's history. You see, many of you have experienced the ascension of other planets and other worlds several times, and you know the perils. You understand the mechanics. Again, the team has talked about this so many times, and I know that from my own life history that I have done this as well. We tell you that the Earth of 1970, 80, 90, 2000, and 2008 has made great progress, but much has been diverted. Much is on path. The envoys of light have made a difference, but much remains to be done. However, you see a great deal of events around you that are confounding and quite confusing. You look at the condition of mankind, and you know it is a far cry from the futures of which you came. You aren't comfortable with where you are. It doesn't quite feel like home. You see wars, poverty, corruption, pollution, and hopelessness around the globe, and you ask, how have we made a difference? How can this planet be ascending? You see a world controlled by power and greed, and the masses of society in cages of manipulated ignorance and fear. You see nations blinded and the majority of people intoxicated by quantity. Is it any wonder that you don't feel at home? As envoys of light, you know deep within that a better society can and will exist because you've been there. It's in the future, dear ones, and you came back to manifest it. Don't doubt it and don't lose hope. Dear ones, listen carefully and have faith in the truth that we share herewith. The light quotient on the earth is at a higher level now than at any other time in the planet's linear history. Does that surprise you and tell you that approximately 10% of the planet's population, of some 6.7 billion souls now, carry sufficient light to manifest the ascension? We tell you that you are not only on schedule, you are slightly ahead. The work you have done and will do, dear ones, is right on track. You are well beyond the halfway point, and you are well on your way to achieving what you came here to do. However much remains to be done, there are still rough waters ahead that require expert navigation. They go on. For any of you who want to get this, earthkeeper.com, earth-keeper.com. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It goes on to say how, you know, we are going to be involved in government and corporations and every facet of change and bringing change and holding change. There is no question that we came back from the future to assist. I absolutely know it in myself and my heart and soul memory. Very big time, everybody. It's such a big time. I have great respect for all of you and great love for all of you because I know how difficult this has been, and just Veronica, knowing you as well as I do and knowing how much you have fought to be here and to survive here. As so many of you who are listening tonight, you know, I know your stories. This has not been an easy task, but I think you're all amazing. So,
And you too.
And, oh, yeah. I know this has not been an easy one. But I also know that this is what we came here for. I really feel us in the middle of it, and I feel us uniting in ways that we've never done before. And I feel all of the resistance falling away now. And this real sense of camaraderie kind of bubbling up out of the center of the water and encompassing all of us and saying, all right, now it's time. Unite everyone and unite your energies. Use your magic. You know, pull together. When I get a call that says, I need your magic, I know I'm right there, and I can say yes, and the team will lend their magic. They'll co-create with us. They won't do it for us, but they will co-create. So, and then, you know, I'll let the team speak rather than me. But
it's interesting, Jackie, you're talking about coming in from the future, but also, aren't we reincarnation of the end times of Atlantis? And also, does that matter? I guess it's a concept.
Yes, of course we are. That's, well, you know, I would say, it, you know, it's not this or that, it's this, that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think many, many, many of us were here during the end times of Atlantis and came back because we did not want to see that happen again, and we're determined.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You know, are we also emissaries from the future as well? Yes. You know, are we all the same? Not necessarily.
Those crazy feelings right now are very often, to me, it's like a sudden realignment with new ways of feeling and being and sudden dissembling and then sudden realignment.
You know, I think, too, that people have experienced so much damage on this planet. And as some of that is shedding away, and certainly we've all been working with people in our own unique ways to help that process, this new us is emerging. I know you see it with your people. I see it with mine. And I think the for some, you know, the warrior, you know, part, you know, I don't
not warrior, warrior.
The warrior, you know, is maybe dropping away, maybe the resistance, maybe the resentment, maybe the angers, you know, whatever may be falling away. In some cases, you know, jobs, unfortunately, lifestyles, lovers, you know, losses of family members, you know, lots of different changes. But this is what we came here for, and I think this is why the uniting is so important you know, people have asked me, when are you going to do the intensive? And, I'd scheduled it for February, and then I got the word, no, not yet. So, you know, we're looking at March for sure. I don't think it'll go beyond that at all. And the intensive, you know, is I'm always concerned about, you know, what's it going to be about and so on. Where I see the importance of it is all of us coming together in that sense of uniting and bringing our energies collectively together. And I think this is going to be very powerful. So I love you. I'm going to let the team talk because I know they're banging at the door here. I have to share one funny story. Veronica, you got a kick out of this. I told Veronica that I had the last couple of nights my dogs have been waking up just barking like crazy, and I get up and I take them outside. I have to go all the way downstairs to take the body. And you know, turn all the lights on and, you know, make sure there's nothing going on out there because they just wouldn't calm down. So last night I finally said, okay, that's it. I just couldn't, and I realized that it wasn't anything on the outside, it was on the inside. And so I called on Command Central and I said, look, whoever's here, would you please ask them to leave? And with that, boom, they were gone. The dogs calmed right down and went to sleep. And I went, oh, thank you. So, anyway, I thought, and for those that don't know, Command Central is pretty much like a clearinghouse. So if you ever have an experience where you're feeling uncomfortable, you're not sure what's there, ask Command Central, call on a Command Central and just ask them, if this being does not belong here, please ask it to leave. If they belong there, they'll stay, you know, so you're not offending anyone. Always use diplomacy, please, and respect, regardless of who it is. But that is, you know, that's a universal kind of a, their mantra. You show everything respect, which hopefully
don't, don't they sleep at night if they come into our dimension?
No. No. Very funny question.
Sometimes
you catch me off guard, Veronica. That was a good one. I was like, huh? Okay, I'm going to go into channel here. All right, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Veronica. A pleasure to be with all of you. Now, we apologize for the channel's voice. She's had a challenge here with her throat chakra. Mm. A lot of energy here going on in the last couple of weeks. So, all right. First of all, we want to congratulate all of you. And we want to carry to you a message from the other side of the veil. Now, this is from all levels and dimensions, not just extraterrestrials or whatever name you, star beings or star brothers and sisters. From every level. From the angels and archangels, from the ascended masters, from the incredible beings of light and the collective consciousnesses. From the orbs that you're seeing, oh, so many places right now. Again, sparks of consciousness. Celebrating what you have done collectively, what you have done together. We hope that all of you are loving yourselves right now and appreciating all that you have done. So many of you have built into your system this drive to be more, to do more. What's my purpose? What's my purpose? Am I fulfilling my purpose? Am I doing my purpose? Am I doing enough? Am I enough? Can I make a difference? Will I ever make a difference? You know, all of these things that go on in your head. And each and every one of you in your way has contributed more than you can possibly imagine. Some of you doing it only in the dream states and yet not. Some of you anchoring incredible amounts of light on the planet as beacons, as grounding rods. The light coming through you and into the earth. Some of you, the light coming through you and radiating out. Beacons, lanterns. Many of you think that you're only doing it when you're at work, whatever that at work might be, or in meditation, whatever that might be, not realizing that you're doing it every moment of your linear time. There's never a time that you're not. Well, what about when I yelled at the kids? Well, yes. Do you think that there is a moment that you are not radiating light? Oh, just a minute, let me turn off this faucet and turn on this one. Don't be silly.
Sometimes it feels like that.
Sorry?
Sometimes it feels like that.
It may feel like that. That's only because you, the conscious you, the one that is the human you, is actually aware of a very small piece of who you really are. The human mind, such a small percentage of the totality of who you are. Now, in these next couple of years, are you going to get more and more in touch with the, as you said, multiplicity? Yes. All those guides and beings that you work with, some of you are going to be shocked to think that they're not out there, that they're in you. They don't have that far to travel. Oh, let me call them in. Well, they're already there. All you're doing is switching a channel. Like a television, the old television set, you know, you had to turn the knob, click, 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 click. All right? Not the digital ones, the knob, click, 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 click. So, dialing up a different resonance, that's all. Different aspect. Well, are you saying that's all me? Well, we're going to let you play with that. We're not ready to tell you everything. It's not appropriate yet. We're not going to ruin the discovery for all of you. But we want you to know tonight how loved you are. How honored you are. How embraced you are to have survived to this point. To have all of you overcome so much. Oh, healing this and healing that, and inner child and outer child and this and that. Ad nauseum for some of you. Healing mom, healing dad, healing lovers. It's not been easy. We've said it before. You feel the highs higher and the lows lower. What some person down the street might just brush off their shoulder could devastate you. Send you reeling. You understand this one, Veronica?
You bet. I'm good at that part.
Yes. Deep levels of sensitivity.
Yeah.
Many of you like that. And feeling that you're weak or less than because of it. No. You're not equipped really for the old cruelties that humans can do. The thoughtless things that they can say. They don't mean to be cruel. It's not really their intent. That's all they've known. To them, it's the norm. If you don't believe it, turn on your television sets. You'll see enough of it there for an evening. It's what society and families have taught them. even beginning in their early school years. All of you have seen how mean children can be to one another. You know, you often sit down and think, oh, my God, where did they learn this stuff? Well, it's primitive, you see. They're not fully developed. They're operating a little more primitively. But you see, you've done so much. Now, do you have a lot of you? Yes, you do. All of you do. No question about it. But now, you're going to see where people are going to be coming to you more than ever before. And it's going to be very important. Please listen to this one. To help them to see their own light. To lovingly share things with them. But to encourage them that they can do it. That they're enough. Because they're shattering as well. All that they have known. And believe us when we tell you. There's more to come. There's a lot more to come. You're going to get practice here before the big shatterings come. And when we refer to that, we're referring to, you know, the irrefutable proof that the extraterrestrials exist, or at least as close to irrefutable as you people can come, short of them landing on the White House lawn, which isn't going to happen.
They might be on Fox News, right?
No, we assume that that would be denial on Fox News. But we would say this. And we won't say that it's going to be quite as irrefutable. It will still be in question of what it will be enough. Enough. There's still some things in the air in terms of how it's going to take place. Now that you have Barack Obama. And we have to be careful what we say here in terms of some of the things that are being tossed around. We don't want to shatter him either. You know, you don't just pop in on the new president and say, gee, guess what? You know, as he's in the men's room or whatever. Hi, Mr. President, let me introduce myself. I'm, you know,
from your future.
Right, Mork for Mork or something like that. All right.
Yes, so we're going to have to sign off in a few minutes, so.
Oh, what a shame. Well, we.
It is a shame. Mm-hmm.
Just getting going with all of you. But our message tonight, as with the last piece that the channel read excerpts from, is one of great love. Remember that we work together with what you perceive as angels and archangels, what you perceive as all of the different forms of consciousness, those that you can imagine and those that you can't. We are family, as you will become family on Earth, working together for the same goal, as you will be coming together and working for the same goal. What you are doing on Earth is impacting everything, not just Earth. Remember that. Do we have a vested interest? Absolutely. Would we do it if we didn't? Yes. But we do. We love you, dear ones. We are here to assist and to co-create with you. Remember that. Not to do it for you, with you. We love you all very, very much. We celebrate all that you have done. Rest. Be gentle and easy with yourself and others. And know that there is much ahead. And so many exciting things to come. Veronica, dear one, we love you.
I love you too.
We love all of you. We ask that you call us in tonight, if you so desire, for us to do some wonderful work with you to bring our love, our comfort and our light to each and every one of you. Until next week, everyone, we love you. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Are we on air?
Yes. Welcome back.
All right. How much time?
About 2 minutes.
Oh, good. Veronica, your show.
Radiance by Design on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. West Coast time on BBS Radio. And then at 5 p.m., my paradigm shifters, I'm embarrassed to say, oh, it's Elizabeth Diane, and she's talking about the heart, and it's all about women and the rising power of the feminine. So she's not well known, but it's a very wonderful, wonderful book, and it's going to be very uplifting.
Beautiful. All right. Everyone, we love you. Remember, a piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of us is in you. It can be no other way. If there's ever been a time that we're beginning to understand our oneness, it's now. And the fact that we are all united in this. I personally thank all of you so very much. And you too, Ronnie, I love you.
Love you too. A wonderful show. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone. Good night. Talk with you next week.
Good night, everyone.